Welcome to this week's episode of the Education Transformation Podcast, hosted by Lee and Kate Ridge. So Lee, what's happening this week?
Well, Kate, this week we're just going to take a moment to review the past 2 years of Education Transformation Podcast and what we've been discussing, and then discussing the future moving forward. So we commenced in January 2020, didn't we?
We did. And, you know, it was a bit of a unknown quantity. We didn't know how it would go, or whether there was a listening audience out there wanting to know about adult education practice. And we've discovered that there is.
Yeah, it's been really successful. So it's across 65 nations and counting. We have regular listeners from all over the world, really, don't we? We have a lot of people listening in, so it's been really rewarding. We've had 24 guests in that time come on and generously give of their time and share their stories with us, and each individual is unique in their journey and their processes and their experiences.
It's been really diverse, the topics and the type of guests and their backgrounds. But it's made it so rich in content, I think.
Yeah, it has. That's right. And I think it hasn't been difficult for us. We've been hosting podcast episodes every fortnight for the past 2 years. But look, it really, if you look at the back catalogue of all the various titles, it looks quite complex to plan out and all the rest. But really, it's not that difficult, because when you look at our colleagues and friends in the industry all around the world, then you really quickly sit down and say to yourself, well, actually, we should get so-and-so on to talk about their life story, because what they're involved with is so important. And so that's where you get the diversity of the topics.
We've been really blessed in the richness of people's experiences and them sharing them. And, you know, being able to meet and talk with them, or whether it's in person or, you know, over the internet. But, you know, making those connections with people and having the conversations that you wouldn't usually sit down and have with your colleagues or your peers?
No, that's true. But I've found that everybody we've approached, maybe the exception of one, maybe two, but almost everybody has said yes. And very, very willing and jumping at the opportunity, and feeling quite honoured that we would take the time to want to learn more about them and share their story.
I think the other thing that's of real interest when I look back is, you know, the breadth and diversity of our guests, but also the breadth and diversity of the adult education industry and how broad and different it is around the world. And yet we all have the same aims.
Yeah, that's right. Our core beliefs and the graduate outcomes is at the end of the day, the most important aspect. And everybody is very genuine about that process that we've experienced. Yeah. So we've remained true to our original goals and our vision of our podcast. And we had three focus areas, didn't we?
We did, yes.
And so that was high-performance adult education practice. So encouraging and developing that. And opening up discussions on that topic, which is quite a broad topic in itself. And so in that context, we spoke about multiple learning techniques and instructional design and so forth, assessment. And then we also spoke about our other focus is educational leadership. And we've had many guests come on and speak about the importance of workplace culture, the importance of empowering faculty members to take on responsibility, industry engagement and the like. So that's been very important. And then education within international development, which is at the core, really, of who you and I are. In relation to assisting people all over the world to develop their skills and their knowledge and enhance the training room dynamics, I think.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone would disagree that education is a pathway out of poverty and, you know, out of hardship a lot of the time. So giving people those skills through the trainer to the next, to the actual training event, you know, that's definitely where we're at.
Yeah, and then the graduation, and then the graduate surveys into the future, tracer surveys, very important to reflect on what became of the graduates 2 years down the track once they left the college. So all of those things are fundamental to our beliefs and our workplace standards that we're involved with even today. So, Kate, some of the nations that we've addressed in this past 2 years.
So there's been a few. We've had Vanuatu and Kiribati. We've also spoken about the UK, Mongolia, I think China and South Korea. We've had guests from Germany, which is Univoc from the UN, which talked about, you know, and then really globally Tibet, which was really of interest.
Yeah.
And we've had guests from the US as well.
Yeah, we have. We've had a few people on from the US and such a big nation and so diverse with regards to the challenges of adult education in that context. And then also in Australia, obviously, in our home nation. So all of those topics have been most rewarding, I think.
So what are some of your highlights from our 2 years of podcasting?
Well, I think it comes back to the guests, and I've gained a lot. I've gained a lot of joy from interviewing. I've learnt a lot along the way. I've learnt things about people that I've known for many years, which I didn't realise was a part of who they are as people. And so it's been a fascinating process to just sit back and listen, ask poignant questions and prod here and there and try and guide the conversation, but really sit back and listen, often in wonderment, with some of the great stories that people will bring out, which I never knew were a part of who they are, and yet I know these individuals, a lot of these guests. But perhaps specifically, I was very fond of Helen's story in relation to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the rewards of working in such a nation under duress and the success that came from assisting the national people and how they were able to move it forward once her input was finished. I was also, and I know this person is very real, so Debbie and her experience with Kiribati and her passion for the people and her genuine commitment to the people that she was working with there. So she spent 3 years in that nation, and it's pretty underdeveloped. So it's a tough place to work, but some great stories on the human level associated with her experiences. What about yourself?
I think there's a couple of real standouts. We've had a great lot of support from ASC training and development, from their management and their staff, and, you know, their generosity in being guests. So I really appreciate their willingness to share and help us develop. That was really in the early days of the podcast. You know, they were so generous. And then some of my colleagues from where I work have generously shared their time.
Absolutely.
I think one in particular was a great conversation was Amy, in that she'd been training for years. She'd been an educator for years, but she'd just moved into the field of vocational education, and how that transition progresses. I think that was a really interesting conversation.
Yes. That's right, because you can be a subject matter expert, but teaching is a whole new career that you've got to learn. And, you know, often you've got to learn on the job in many ways, although you might be studying as well.
Yeah. And we've had another colleague recently, Louise, who, you know, often vocational placement gets missed, you know, work placement. So that conversation, I think, and helping others highlight how they can expand and do it well for their students, I think that was a really beneficial conversation.
What I liked about Louise is her genuine commitment to get things organised and to facilitate that process, not just say to the student, you've got 5 weeks where you've got to go and do a work placement, good luck, come back, give us the paperwork when you're done, and it's your responsibility to coordinate it. But Louise wasn't like that. Your program is not like that. It's very much one of care for the students, and Louise's role coordinates that very efficiently, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're probably some highlights, but I also really liked those conversations with people that are coming from higher education. So, we had Dr. Christina Donovan and Lou Mycroft, and we've had some other university people come on, and they have while it's complementary and it's similar, they also have a different take on it as well. So you see this whole new viewpoint as well. So that's been, I think, a really beneficial outcome as well.
True, because most of a lot of our guests have been from vocational education and training background. But to gain the university perspective or the college perspective is really important. That's right. And at the core of it, we are motivated by the same influences. Some of our guests, as you spoke about, are all about empowering the faculty members to feel more confident in the classroom and to share ideas as a community. And that's really important, isn't it?
So I think we've just had so many guests, and they've been all so
They
generous with
have.
their time and with their expertise and their knowledge. And it's just been, from my perspective, it's such a great way to develop yourself, is to talk with other people and learn from them. So, for me, it's been a really rewarding experience.
A great honour, really, that they would give you their time so freely. That's right. Most of our guests, for listeners listening in, receive a small box of chocolates. They're very nice chocolates, but that's the gift. They're not getting paid for their time, so we really appreciate their commitment.
We do. And also the conversations with you, because life is busy, and so often you don't even get to sit down with each other and talk about educator practice. So the podcast has actually been good in that respect.
Well, it has, because when we do our podcasts, as in you and I, we don't do as much research as when we're working with a guest, because it's good to be fresh and coming in. So we don't necessarily discuss the topics in detail together, so that when we gather to record these sessions, they are really fresh. They're really our individual opinions. And I've been surprised by some of the things that I thought we were of a joint understanding on, and then you'll broaden that topic quite substantially at times, and that's been really good. It's been really
And
rewarding.
likewise.
So what's the future hold?
Well, I think that's a very interesting point or a question. Life has changed a little of late. Work and our, we're both still in education and passionate with adult education, but our roles have changed, and there's more complexity and time involved in those. So, for now, I think the podcast actually needs to take a break for a little while.
It's a hard decision, isn't
It
it?
is.
Because the audience is growing and growing, and it's one of the few podcasts out there that genuinely does focus upon adult education, and vocational education actually gets a voice at a practitioner level. So it's been great in that respect, and it's been an honour all the way through. But I'm now working for the Australian Commonwealth Government, and you're running the business solely by yourself. I have nothing to do with that now. And then you're also teaching pretty much full time and having a significant role in your education program that you're involved with. So it's just a few too many balls in the air at the
It
moment.
is, and I don't want to say that the podcast is at its end, because I think we'll actually do more episodes, but I think it will perhaps be more on a special basis rather than a programmed fortnightly.
Yeah, sure. So maybe perhaps more likely once a month or once every couple of months in the new year. On specific topics.
But for 2021, this is au revoir for now. Won't say goodbye. But we have, my business, I'm still passionate about educator practice, and there's resources on my website. All the podcast back catalogue is available there. There's blogs, there's articles. So if you're wanting some PD, there's courses as well. So head over to www.transformationconsultancy.com. There's also a space where you can leave ideas for future podcasts. So if you want this to continue, please put forward some ideas and we'll certainly look at producing more in the new year.
Mm. Wonderful. Thanks, Kate. Thanks for the past 2 years. It's been great.
Mm.
And thanks to all of our guests for the past 2 years. I know a lot of them still listen on a regular basis because I know where they live and I can see them pop up on our feed that they're listening in, which is wonderful. It's an encouragement.
And so. Also, you know, I'd just like to thank all of our listeners around the world because, you know, we have listeners in countries I've never heard of, never been to. Sometimes I think I've got to look that up on a map.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's reached a, you know, such a broad scale, unimaginable when we started.
Look, on our podcast platform, we can see daily who's listening in by the map, not individuals, nor do we want to know who the individuals are, but we can see Nigeria's lit up, we can see the Middle East is lit up, we can see half of South America's lit up, always Canada, always America, the US, all of Europe's lit up.
Always Mongolia.
Always Mongolia. Whoever's over there listening in from Mongolia, thank you. You mean a lot to us. And then, of course, quite a bit of Asia and India and, you know, those nations. So it's been great. New Zealand, we see you lit up. Thanks so much.
We never did get Greenland, though.
We never did. No, we did put out a social media post to have someone listen in from Greenland because that, obviously, a large landmass and would have made our listening audience look huge. So Greenland, perhaps into the future. All right, every success for the future to the listeners and to our guests. Thanks so much.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Wonderful.